Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I've been a meditation teacher for just over 5 years. This podcast was a result of my live broadcasted streams of my meditations that are rooted in shamanic practice. Each meditation is unique and different and brings healing through awareness. So first we become aware of what may be going on and the root of that problem. And then we shifted to a perspective of gratitude and release. So I hope you enjoy today's meditation. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath. Keeping it low in the belly. Allowing yourself to find that natural rhythm of breath. Let it flow through the body, just like an ocean wave. The breath comes in, the tide comes in, breath goes out, tide goes out. Go ahead and relax your shoulders. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the ends of your fingers. Feel yourself connecting to that breath. Pushing all those busy thoughts to the side. You're just focused on that breath. Moving in, expanding the belly, moving out. Your mind focusing on that breath just brings you to that deeper state of relaxation, preparing us for meditation. Today's meditation is going to begin on a sandy beach. It's a warm day, and you're sitting on the warmed sand. The sun is high in the sky. You can hear the water crashing on the shore. I want you to place your hands in the sand. Feel the grains between your fingers. I beginning to bring in those details of this place. The smell of the water on the air. The birds singing above. The wind across your skin. As you sit here in the sand, I want you to feel absolutely connected to the earth. With your hands and feet in the sand, almost as if you were one organism with the earth. As you look out to the horizon, I want you to notice the changing colors in the water as the waves come in and crash on the shore and recede out. How the water moves with your breath. As you look out to the water, you'll notice a small boat. Not far from the shore. Our intention today is to swim out to that boat, climb in it, before we do that, I want to remove some fear of water, give us a little bit of a safety net. So we're going to stand, our feet firmly planted in the sand, and reach for the light that's hovering just above our heads. With two hands, grabbing a hold of that light, pulling it down around us, all the way to our feet. Seeing ourselves encased in this beautiful ball of light. Now I want you to step into the water. Feeling the coolness of the water surround you. And gradually walk deeper until you're lifted off of your feet and floating in the water, propelling yourself forward with your hands, swimming towards that boat. As you get to the edge of the boat, I want you to notice the hand reaching down to pull you up out of the water and into the boat. Grab a hold of the hand. And and be lifted into the boat. Your visitor in the boat may be someone that you know, and it may be a complete stranger. But they're taking you to a very special place. Placing the oars in the water, you begin moving forward in the boat. You are the guest, and they are the guide, taking you to this special place. I don't want you to think about what this place is. I want you to be absolutely present in the boat. I want you to feel yourself sitting there. Feel the rocking of the boat as it moves across the water. Taking the details of the person sitting across from you. What do they look like? What's your first impression? How is your body responding? They eventually stop rowing and tell you they have arrived. The place is a looking glass, a place for you to peer back into your past. Forgive yourself. Still on the water, looking down into this clear space. At first, when you look into the water, you see yourself, and then your image changes. The driver of your boat tells you to jump into the water. You must go deeper to see. You shouldn't be afraid, not being able to breathe. You have this bubble of light surrounding you. Your intention is not to revisit and feel again, but to observe. So let's go into the water. Dive down deeply. Watch the water change around you. And recede away as you're standing in a familiar place. As you look up, you'll see the water above you in the bottom of the boat. But looking out directly, you'll see that you're in a place you've been before. Shadows of figures becoming clear, people you may recognize. You're only an observer here, not meant to relive, just watch. This is where I'll leave you for a moment. I'll call you back when it's time. It's time to leave this place and go back to the boat. I want you to feel that bubble of light pulling you up out of the water, up to the surface, where once again that hand is reaching out to pull you in, up into the boat. I want you to ask your guest in the boat why they took you to that place and to that moment. ask what you were meant to learn and see. Ask for the gift and the lesson, and how you can make peace and heal. The boat is eventually steered all the way back to the shore. Before you leave, you're given a gift, placed in your palm. Take your gift and return to the shore. Feel your feet connecting to the warm sand. Walk back to the place where you began. Sitting down on the sand, holding your gift, I want you to examine it. Bring it into your heart center. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Just take a moment for reflection. Maybe an affirmation for yourself. Gratitude. Take a deep breath in and slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Come back to me. Well, welcome back. For those of you that are new to meditating with me, I will often leave a synopsis of the meditation at the end, and that's for anyone that's seeking clarity or guidance on what they might have experienced and why. So today's meditation is really about getting you to a relatively peaceful place and bring you calm. Water in meditation will often reflect our emotional state. So if the water wasn't calm today and it was really rough and you're really rocky in the boat, take a look at your overall emotional state, and it might be a clue into that as you do this meditation. And when you're in a different mental state or emotional state, you might find that the water changes and is much more calm. So just a moment for reflection there. The boat driver can be anyone, and the reason I have you look at them and really check your body and your body's response to them is because sometimes we will self-sabotage, we will find ways of ignoring guidance that comes into our lives. A lot of people talk about, these sort of angelic figures that step in a moment when we needed them most, apparently, out of nowhere. And so this is really what the guide was today. They're there to help bring you peace and healing and guide you to a place of reflection. Now, the reason for the boat and the water is just to get you out of the mindset of sort of a traditional healing method. We're going to go on this place and I'm going to see this thing and we're going to do this. It's really to get you sort of feeling more safe in that bubble of light, pushing through the water, and looking back into a space or memory that needs maybe some healing or release. Returning to the boat, and this deliverer, this guide to the looking glass in the water, is really there again to bring clarity, peace, help you see something that maybe you haven't wanted to see or have ignored about yourself. Regardless, they're there to help you and to gift you with something that helps you to continue that journey. So with that, I shall leave you, wishing you all the best and always